This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. New Hampshire is known for its charming small towns, but some places are really, really small. We got a question to our Only in New Hampshire series about this very thing.
Hi, my name is Sam McCloth, and my question for Only in NH is, what is the smallest hamlet in the state by population?
Our executive producer, Erica Janik, is here to tell us the answer. So, Erica, what is the smallest hamlet in New Hampshire?
Hart's Location.
That's it?
Yeah, and no.
What does that mean?
The problem here is actually the word hamlet. I checked with Ken Gallagher at the New Hampshire Office of Strategic Initiatives to see if hamlet actually has a legal meaning in New Hampshire.
And?
No. And classifying places is really complicated. There are towns, cities, unincorporated places such as townships or grants, and then those villages that are sometimes within towns. Now, the Census Bureau classifies towns and townships as minor civil divisions. They also have something called the Census Designated Place, which is a concentration of people but not a legal boundary. So based on this, the smallest place that the census tracks in New Hampshire is Blodgett Landing, population 101.
That is complicated. And then there's probably the smallest town by area, correct?
Right. And that's Union, which is 0.3 square miles. But they actually pack 204 people on that piece of land. Pack being a relative term here.
So depending on how you slice this, the smallest hamlet is Hart's Location, Blodgett Landing, and Union. Maybe I should have just stuck with your original answer.
Right. And also, for the sake of playing this West Wing clip, we'll stick with Hart's Location, called Hartsfield's Landing, in this episode. Now, it made the show because Hart's Location, along with another small place, Dixville Notch, gets a lot of national attention every 4 years for casting the first votes in the New Hampshire primary. You might remember that the president on the show is from New Hampshire, and in this clip, you'll hear Press Secretary C.J. Craig and Deputy Chief of Staff Josh Lyman discussing the vote in this tiny New Hampshire town.
Here's our West Wing bonus.
Should be all West Wing bonus.
45 minutes till Hartsfield's landing.
We're working the room.
Good.
It is absurd that 42 people have this kind of power.
I think it's nice.
Do you?
I think it's democracy at its purest. They all gather at once.
At a gas station.
It's not a gas station. It's nice. There's a registrar of voters. The names are called in alphabetical order. They put a folded piece of paper into a box. See, this is the difference between you and me.
You're a sap?
Those 42 people are teaching us something about ourselves, that freedom is the glory of God, that democracy is its birthright, and that our vote matters.
You getting the pizza? Or?
Yeah, I should call him.
Word of Mouth's executive producer, Erica Janik, reporting for our Only in New Hampshire series. And if you have questions about New Hampshire, whether you're curious about the real story behind that weird plaque in the center of town, or is it Kankamangus or Kankamagus, we would love to hear from you. You can submit your question at wordofmouthradio.org, send an email to wordofmouth@nhpr.org, or leave us a voicemail at 603-513-7796.